This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Finance Minister to present national budget for the upcoming fiscal year at Federal Parliament today. 19th Republic Day being observed today with nationwide celebrations and a special program at Turikhel. Nepal women's cricket team enters semi-finals of Asian Games qualifier 2026. And US and Iran reportedly agree on tentative framework to extend ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle is set to present the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Vikram Sambat at a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament today. The budget will be unveiled at 4 p.m. during a joint session of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly at the under-construction parliamentary building in Singhadarbar. The government says this year's budget will focus on greater transparency, fiscal discipline and result-oriented expenditure. Earlier, the National Planning Commission had fixed a ceiling of around 1,890 billion rupees for the upcoming budget. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Wagle yesterday briefed President Ramchandra Paudil on the upcoming budget at Sital Niwas. During the meeting, he also submitted the economic survey and the annual status review report of public enterprises, both recently tabled in the Parliament. Likewise, the Federal Parliament Secretariat has completed preparations for the budget session. Lawmakers from both houses have been instructed to reach the meeting hall at least 15 minutes before proceedings begin. According to Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ikram Giri, due to space constraints at the temporary Parliament building, constitutional office bearers, senior government officials and members of the diplomatic community have not been invited this time. Just the 15th, the day fixed for the budget presentation, also coincides with the Republic Day and has remained the constitutionally mandated date for the annual budget announcements since the promulgation of the Constitution in 2007 to Vikram Sambat. In the meantime, the 19th Republic Day is being observed across the country today with various celebratory programs marking the establishment of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal. The Republic was officially declared on May 28, 2008, or just the 15, 2065 Vikram Sambat, when the first Constituent Assembly elected by the people formally abolished the monarchy. To commemorate the occasion, the government has declared a public holiday nationwide. A special celebration program is also being organized at the Army Pavilion in Turikhel, Kathmandu, under the coordination of the Republic Day Main Celebration Committee formed by the government. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has said it will strengthen and make its role more effective in the federal parliament, particularly during the ongoing budget session. A meeting of the party's parliamentary group held yesterday discussed strategies for effective participation in parliament as the government prepares to present the national budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Chief Whip Basana Thapa said discussions focused on the party's role during deliberations on the budget as well as on finalizing the parliamentary party's work committee. The government has for the first time introduced a competitive process for ambassadorial appointments by opening a public call for applications. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has invited eligible Nepali citizens to apply for the positions by June 5. On a separate note, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal has assured broader consultations on the proposed bill related to the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA. During a meeting with a delegation of the Association of Nepali Origin, ANO, yesterday, Minister Khanal said the recently released document was only a draft and would undergo extensive discussions with stakeholders before being tabled in the parliament. Likewise, at a separate program in Tokha yesterday, Foreign Minister Khanal said the government remained committed to using international relations to promote economic prosperity, national welfare and development. He reiterated that Nepal's foreign policy is based on independence, non-alignment, balanced diplomacy and the principles enshrined in the Constitution, the United Nations Charter, and the Non-Aligned Movement. Similarly, Foreign Minister Kanal held a telephone conversation with the United States Under-Secretary of State for Political Affairs, Alison Hooker, yesterday, focusing on strengthening bilateral relations between Nepal and the United States. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the U.S. side reiterated its commitment to working closely with Nepal as both officials reviewed the long-standing 8-decade-old diplomatic relationship between the two countries. International Sagarmatha or Everest Day is being celebrated today with various programs and events marking the historic first ascent of the world's highest peak. The day commemorates the achievement of Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Sir Edmund Hillary, who became the first climbers to summit Mount Everest on May 29, 1953. The day is being observed to honor the courage and contribution of the mountaineers, Sherpa guides, and local communities involved in Himalayan expeditions, while also promoting Nepal's mountaineering tourism sector worldwide. This year witnessed record mountaineering activity on Mount Everest, with the Department of Tourism issuing 495 climbing permits to foreign climbers for the spring season, while around 800 climbers, including Nepalese, are reported to have successfully reached the summit so far. Nearly 275 climbers reportedly summited Everest in a single day, setting a historic record for the world's highest peak. Meanwhile, amid growing environmental concerns, the Department of Tourism said new measures are being considered to strengthen waste management and assess the carrying capacity of Everest and other mountains. Nepali mixed martial arts fighter Rabindra Dhat has advanced to the semi-finals of Road to UFC Season 5 after securing a victory in Macau, China. In the quarterfinal bout, Dhat defeated Filipino fighter Kimbert Alin Tunzon by technical knockout in the second round. Competing in the bantamweight division, Dhat now moves a step closer to earning a place on the main stage of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. If he wins the tournament in his weight category, Dhat will secure an opportunity to compete in the prestigious UFC. With the latest victory, he has also become the first Nepali fighter to win a bout in the Road to UFC competition, and success in the tournament could earn him an opportunity to compete at the global level. Nepal's women's cricket team has advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Games Cricket Qualifier 2026 after defeating Indonesia by 4 wickets in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Playing at the Biomass Oval Cricket Ground yesterday, Indonesia posted 113 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the allotted 20 overs after being invited to bat first. In reply, Nepal chased down the target in 19.3 overs, losing 6 wickets. Nepal had earlier defeated China by 19 runs in its opening match, securing its second straight win in the tournament. Meanwhile, the Nepal A national cricket team has departed for Uttarakhand, India, to participate in the 42nd All India Gold Cup cricket tournament. The team was officially seen off yesterday and will begin its campaign against Kerala on May 30th, followed by matches against Goa on May 31st and Odisha on June 2nd. Coach Raju Basnet said participation in the prestigious tournament would provide valuable international exposure and help boost the confidence and experience of Nepali players. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran are reported to have reached a tentative agreement to extend their fragile ceasefire and ease restrictions on shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, according to sources cited by Reuters and other international media outlets. However, the deal has not been formally approved by U.S. President Donald Trump, and Iranian authorities say no final agreement has been confirmed. The proposed framework would extend the current ceasefire by 60 days and restore more open navigation through the strait. The arrangement is also expected to include further negotiations on Iran's nuclear program and potential easing of U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports. While the development has raised hopes of de-escalation, officials on both sides have stressed that no final agreement has been reached and that negotiations remain ongoing amid significant political and security challenges in the region. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces, including the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions, and at one or two places of the Tarai region of Kosi, Bagmati and Madhes provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places of the Tarai and hilly regions of Sudurpashim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds and local winds along with a low pressure area near the eastern region of the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 17 to 19 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Finance Minister to present national budget for upcoming fiscal year at Federal Parliament today. 19th Republic Day being observed today with nationwide celebrations and a special program at Tudikhel. Nepal women's cricket team enters semi-finals of Asian Games Qualifier 2026. And U.S. and Iran reportedly agree on tentative framework to extend ceasefire. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.